This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York State Senator Celia Kacik represents New York's 46th Senate District and is currently in an election rematch with Republican George Amador. Kacik explained the district's gerrymandered geography in the WGXC studio Thursday, October 30th, with host Tom DiPietro.
Seat that was added in the 2012 cycle because they had gone through the redistricting process where they redo the lines on Senate and Assembly districts. Mm-hmm. So the
based on census, right? I mean, that's the...
Yes, after every 10-year census. Right. We can adjust the lines. So the Republicans in the Senate decided they needed to add a seat to the New York State Senate. So this seat was added and gerrymandered for my opponent. And his entire assembly seat was wholly inside this new drawn district.
I see.
And the district includes all of Montgomery County, the western portion of Schenectady County, Duanesburg, Rotterdam, and Princetown, and one ED in the city of Schenectady.
One ED? What does that mean? ED.
One election district. One election district in the city of Schenectady. In Albany, this seat covers Guilderland, New Scotland, and the Hill Towns, the rural portions and mm-hmm. two suburbs of the city of Albany. I have all of Greene County and part of Ulster County. And the part of Ulster County I have is Woodstock, Saugerties, Esopus, Lloyd, Hurley, Marbletown, Ulster, and Kingston. Did I say Highland?
Kacik won by just 18 votes in 2012 over Amador, and this year's election has been closely watched around the state and locally. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org or wgxc.org archives to hear the entire interview with Kacik. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that officials in Kinderhook have set a public hearing for changes to the zoning laws that were crafted behind closed doors. The 7 p.m. Thursday, November 6th public hearing considers changes that will expand the home occupation laws in residential neighborhoods, relax off-street parking laws, and remove some environmental protections, among other issues. The town has a PDF of the proposed changes on its website with a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. Quote, "I don't see any public demands for the changes," unquote, Marcia Anderson said at an October 20th Town of Kinderhook meeting when the public hearing was announced. Quote, "You have people who say that's a shadow government," unquote, Ed Simonson, who was involved with making changes to the town's comprehensive plan, said of the committee having met without public notification. He also said that not inviting members of the comprehensive plan committee to make changes, quote, looks suspicious, unquote. The public hearing for the proposal is set for 7 p.m. Thursday, November 6th, with a budget hearing that night at 6:30 p.m. and a regular town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has taken an odd but successful approach to campaigning this fall. Instead of much meeting of possible New York voters to sway them to his side, he's released a book and spoken to national audiences through a series of television appearances. The strategy appears to be working among voters as the latest Real Clear Politics survey of polls puts Cuomo up 53-31 against Republican opponent Rob Astorino. But book sales are a different story. Casey Seeler in the Albany Times Union reports that Cuomo's political memoir, All Things Possible, Setbacks and Success in Politics and Life, released nationwide October 14th, has sold just 1,500 copies through October 26th, according to Nielsen BookScan, which covers roughly 85% of the print market, and the Cuomo tome is listed at number 23,929 on Amazon's sales list. The governor got $188,000 from HarperCollins in 2013 for the book deal, according to tax returns. Other reports, according to the story, put Cuomo's take above $700,000. The governor has refused to disclose additional details about his publishing deal with HarperCollins, an arm of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. You can read the full story in the Albany Times Union. WRIP is reporting that the Maple Crest Post Office at 27 County Road 56 is closed until further notice because of a leaking roof, general electrical failure, and a partial ceiling collapse.